Where is he? He should have been out by now. School's out. The kids are gone. He should be leaving. Every day it's the same routine. He makes sure all the parents pick up their kids. He cleans up the kindergarten room. And then he walks home, using the street for 3 blocks, before cutting into a shortcut through the woods to his apartment on the other side. I'm going to follow him, inject him there, and carry him to my car waiting nearby. Nobody should be around. But if anybody does see me carrying him, I'll say he hit his head and I'm taking him to the hospital. As simple as that. But now that he's not coming out, what if he's staying inside for some reason? He can't be grading anything. It's kindergarten. Maybe there's some extra cleaning up to do today. Oh no, it's Friday. What if he's made weekend plans and he's being picked up? What if he has a girlfriend? I didn't think he did. I've never seen anyone with him like that. What if he met someone? Maybe I should call this whole thing off. Maybe... Oh, there he is. There was one more child. It looks like one of the parents was just running late. That's all. Okay, Zenith, calm down. Everything's okay. A little girl. She's hugging him before leaving. He's smiling and laughing. He has the most beautiful smile. He's so kind and warm with the children. He's so wonderful. Oops, I got lost admiring him. He's coming this way. I'll just wait here off to the side. When he passes, I'll follow him until he... Oh crap. He's looking at me. He's coming this way. He's smiling at me. He's talking to me. Hi. I was just... He's introducing himself to me, reaching out his hand. What do I do? Take it, you idiot. Shake his hand. Hi. Me? I'm Zenith. Yeah, it's definitely unique. He's asking me to walk with him? Should I go? Of course. Just walk with him. It would be too weird now to say no and then follow him. Sure, I'd be happy to. I'm walking with him. I'm actually walking with him, talking to him. Can't believe it. Wait, he's saying something. Pay attention, girl. Oh, I see. You're finally happy to put a name to the girl in a gray hoodie. Oh my god. He's noticed me before today? He's seen me watching him? Wait, what is he saying now? What? Stalker? No, I'm not... Oh, he's laughing. It was a joke. Laugh, idiot. Laugh. Yeah, wouldn't that be crazy? He's smiling and talking. He thinks I have a crush on him. He thinks I'm just shy and was trying to build up the courage to speak with him. Well, I can't say he's entirely wrong. But it sounds like he doesn't suspect what I'm really planning. I wonder how he'll react when he finds out. He'll probably hate me. You'll probably think I'm revolting, but I don't care. I've been alone for so long now. I haven't touched anyone in so long. Not since... Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I spaced out there. I'm not used to speaking with people. Thank you for being kind, but no, I'm not pretty. Or at least people don't call me pretty. Hey, he's moving to pull back my hoodie. Stop. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to grab your hand. I just... Please, don't touch my hoodie. No, I'm the one who should be sorry. You were trying to be nice. You're very nice. You're a nice person. I've watched you for some time. I've seen you with the children. Damn it, Zenith. You said too much. You're being creepy. Yeah, you're right. I have kind of been trying to build up the courage to do something. Why? Why are you asking me? I'm just a girl in a hoodie. Please don't call me pretty. No, it's not that I think it's objectifying or anything stupid like that. It's just... Please don't. Let's talk about something else. He's asking about my name. Good. I can talk about that. Zenith? Sure, I can tell you that. My parents told me that when they had me, it was a high point of their lives. I guess they'd been trying to have kids for years, and had been told by the doctors that it was impossible. And then I happened. I was the miracle baby from God. May you... May you what? He took my hand. He's walking with me, hand in hand. I'm touching him. He's smiling. He's talking. What is he saying? I don't know. I don't care. He's touching me. I don't care. As long as he's touching me. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I should just leave the needle where it is. He's a nice guy. He's sweet and caring. Maybe he'll like me even with... No. Can't take that chance. I want him with me. I need him with me. I've been without anybody for too long. I used to be desired. I used to be wanted. I used to be needed by others. I never appreciated that until I was gone. Until... I'm sorry. I'm sorry to scare you like this. It's okay. Don't worry. Just sleep. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. Just sleep. Hi there. You're waking up. Don't be scared. There's no need to be scared. You're okay. You're on my bed. In my house. You haven't been harmed. You're okay. No, You can't feel your arms and your legs yet. But I haven't done anything to them. It's the drug. It's still wearing off. Shortly, you'll begin to notice a tingling sensation. That will be a little... well, not painful, but irritating. Sorry about that. Yes, I'm on top of you. I'm straddling you, but I'm not going to do anything to you. I just wanted a few moments to appreciate you. Look, I don't have long before the drug wears off and you leave. So please, just let me speak. And you can do whatever you want, okay? Thank you. Where do I begin? I had so much I was going to tell you. But I was going to have so much more time to do it. You see, I was going to kidnap you. And I was going to tie you up and keep you here. But not to hurt you, of course. I wanted to love you. I wanted to care for you. That's all. Really. I was never going to do anything harmful. But I was going to keep you here with me, forever. I take it that you know that I've been watching you for a while. I first noticed you at the coffee shop down the street from where you work. It was your smile that first caught my eye. It was genuine. It was gentle, warm, and real. It was so easy to tell that you were really just a nice, caring person. You weren't with anybody. You weren't smiling at anybody. You were just smiling. And I thought, maybe he could possibly smile for me. I know how this sounds. I'm not really connecting all the dots well. I don't have much time. Your hands are already starting to move. I just wanted you to know before you were strong enough to walk away from me that I did it because there's a reason why I'm the girl in a hoodie. Why I didn't want you to remove it. I'm never outside without it. I'm broken. It was a fire. I was 18, my senior year. I had a whole family. When I say whole, I mean they had their problems, but they were together. All my friends came from broken homes, but not me. I think they envied me for it. You know. And then, a cigarette caused it. Can you believe it? In this day and age of no smoking, a neighbor stepped outside to light one up. He tossed the lit cigarette over the fence while trying to get rid of the evidence when his girlfriend realized what he was doing. I guess she didn't want him smoking. The cigarette landed in a pile of dry leaves. It was night. We were all asleep. My parents set up smoking inhalation before any flames hit them. At least that's what the firemen told me. I was the lucky one, they said. I don't really like to show my scar to anybody. My boyfriend was the first to stop coming by. One by one, the others stopped coming too. Pretty soon, I had nobody. Nobody wants to hang out with me. But hey, I got a lot of money from the inheritance and a settlement from the guy who started a fire and ruined my life. So I'll live in comfort while I'm wallowing in lonely misery. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for drugging you. I'm sorry for hurting you. It's just that smile of yours. Your smile was so full of joy. I haven't had any joy for 3 years now. I was going to take you home to be with me for the rest of our lives. I wanted to show you joy. But I couldn't do it. I can't take you away from the kids that love you so much. And from whoever else loves you too. Please understand. I was lonely. I just needed. Sorry. I'm sorry. Hey, what are you doing? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have opened that up. You're reaching for my face. What are you? He's touching me. He's caressing my face. He's trying to wipe my tears away. That's wonderful. No. It's okay. Please don't stop. Nobody's touched me since the fire. I miss it. Now he's pulling me down towards him. Does he want to hurt me? Is he angry? No, he's... You're kissing my neck and my hair. Please keep doing that. Please. I can't believe it. He's caring for me. He's being so tender. So loving. I knew he was kind, but I drugged him. I kidnapped him. How could this be happening? Wait, stop. No, I loved it. I loved it very much, but I have to know. Why? Why are you doing this? Why are you being so wonderful to the girl who drugged you and kidnapped you? Why are you being so wonderful to this? He's telling me how pretty I am. All of me. He's lifting up my hoodie. And now he's looking into my eyes and he's smiling. He's smiling for me. Smiling because of me. He's the most wonderful person alive. I'm going to lay my head down on his chest and hold him as long as he'll let me. He's wrapped his arms around me. He's stroking my head gently. Thank you. I know this comes from pity, but I'll take it. I haven't been held in years. Please just keep holding me. I don't want this to ever stop. What do you mean? Where should we go on our second date? What do you mean, second date? Yes, you did ask me out before, but this? Oh my god, he's smiling, caressing my head. He's telling me that holding me like this is the best first date he'd ever hoped for. He's making me feel. I just have to. I just have to. looks wonderful. And he's smiling. He must have liked it, right? He's moving towards me. He wants to kiss me again. Would it be okay if you stayed here tonight? I won't do anything, I promise. I just want you to hold me. He said yes. I'm laying on him, and he's holding me and gently running his fingers through my hair. I know it's too soon to tell him that I love him, but I do. I'll hold him tonight, and I'll fall asleep in his arms. And when I wake up, I'll hold him some more, and I'll keep holding him until he's sad enough. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but it doesn't matter right now. Right now, he's here. He's holding me. And this is the happiest I've ever been.